It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
And I guess it is because you've been in a lovely Dial range this morning.
I have, and it's not often on a campaign that you get to go to somewhere as nice as this. I've bushwalked a lot in Tasmania, and it's a lovely piece of country.
Did we get you to the top of Mount Montgomery this morning, though?
Regrettably, our fantastic candidate for Braddon, Chris Lynch, has dragged me away. I'm now in the radio station. but going up the top of Mount Montgomery would have been nicer.
Yeah. On a clear day, unbelievable. I've done it twice in my time. Hello to you, Chris, as well.
Morning.
We'll get to you shortly.
Yes.
And it's been cloudy both times that I went up there, and just the very top is such, it's, you don't know if you're going to make it because it's that steep. So anyway, let's talk about the funding promise, $431,000. What's this aimed at helping along?
It's to provide an eco-friendly rest stop or visitor facilities there at the Mount Montgomery State Reserve, and it'll make the whole area more usable. It'll make it more usable for all those mountain bikers that use the fantastic trails that have been developed out there at the reserve. It'll make it better for walkers.
Now, we're seeing this particular part of the state being utilised by more and more people year on year. So these are quite essential, these facilities, aren't they?
Yes, and it's working with the council, which the mayor was there, Jan Bond. She seemed thrilled with this announcement because she says it's been on the council's list of projects to get done for a long time. This funding is going to make it possible.
Well, any investment in your municipality is going to be welcomed, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, you know, councils have got their own list of priorities. Yep. This is apparently a priority. They weren't able to do it. But with this funding, it's going to make it possible.
Now, there might be people listening this afternoon that think, hey, what's in it for me? Well, you being a nature lover yourself, when you go somewhere when there is no amenity block, it's quite frustrating, isn't it?
It is, and we should look after the areas that we are enjoying too out there in the environment, and that's why this sort of eco-friendly rest stop, visitor facilities is really important.
And that'll hopefully see the end of scrunched up toilet paper wedged under bits of bark on the ground.
Exactly.
We're talking about there. Chris Lynch, hello to you. How is your campaign going? You've been hot on the trail?
Every minute that I can organise, I'm knocking on a door or I'm standing next to a big picture of myself, which is on the streets, which is an interesting thing. But look, I'm enthused by conversations that I'm having with people, and the interest in this upcoming election, and you know the topics that people want to talk about, coming through very strongly.
We know elections are important. Is this one of the most important elections?
I would say so. I think all elections are important. You know, in as far as the direction of the country goes. But, we've had nearly 10 years of one particular brand of politics. And from what I'm hearing, that's not going down too well anymore. And people are genuinely hurting and suffering.
Do the red team have the answers?
I believe we do. I'm very proud of the policies that we have. In regards to, looking after the main issues of, from what I'm hearing, our aged care policy is designed to make much more improvement in that space. Our general health care and looking after Medicare, our environmental climate change policy is, it stretches out and addresses needs for now. I get a bit, we've got a lot of things to say. Some things we haven't said yet. There's more to come on out. But, even one we haven't really discussed much about is youth. You know, we're planning to have a minister for youth and really start to address issues in that area in a specific way.
And being Bernie-based, you'd see a lot of youth not having many things to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be part of the conversation the last 10 years, is there's nothing for us here to do.
Yeah, look, there is. And that's been a previous career that I engaged is working in youth engagement.
Yep.
And we disengage youth. So that's an area that I feel very prepped for, if that makes sense.
And this is an issue that most towns encounter.
Of course, yes. No,
so
all
it's
over
nothing
Australia,
new.
Right?
Yeah,
I would say it's all over there. But Labor will do something about that, but not only in a token way. You know, we are specifically going to put resources into that and make it a focus of part of the suite of things that we're developing to look after the people.
And Mark Dreyfus, over to you. Federally, why, you know, I mean, you are in the campaign trail. Why should people make a change when it comes to Election Day?
I'll give you one very specific reason, and it's a broken promise by Scott Morrison to give us a National Anti-Corruption Commission. It's extraordinary to me that having gone to the last election in 2019, Mr. Morrison, and indeed locally, Mr. Pearce, promised a National Anti-Corruption Commission for Australia. It hasn't happened. That promise has been broken. The Commonwealth is the only jurisdiction in Australia that does not have a National Anti-Corruption, an Anti-Corruption Commission. Tasmania's got one, and it serves the people of this state very well, as do the Anti-Corruption Commissions everywhere else. We need to raise the standard of government. We need to raise the level of trust. We need to raise the level of integrity. And you've only got to look at the way in which this Morrison government has performed over the last 3 years to see why it is that we need a National Anti-Corruption Commission.
On top of that, there have been a number of quite public gaffes as well in the last few years. Do you think that's going to affect the outcome or make their job even harder to try and win this election?
Oh, no, I think that Australians and Tasmanians are absolutely focused on the issues that matter to them. They know that we've got cost of living rises confirmed yesterday by the inflation figure of 5.1%. That is the biggest rise in inflation for about 20 years. They know that when they go to the supermarket to fill up the trolley, it costs more. They know that their wages haven't gone up for the past 9 years. They know that this is a government that's actually had a deliberate policy of making sure that wages didn't go up. They want a change of government. And I don't think that little slips on the campaign trail make any difference. People are focused on what the issues are. They're tired of this government, and they want promises to be kept. When announcements are made, they expect them to be delivered. The reason I mention the National Anti-Corruption Commission is that people are raising this with me all over Australia. It happens to be something that I'm personally responsible for as the Shadow Attorney General. If we are elected, I will have the honour of delivering that National Anti-Corruption Commission. And as my leader, Anthony Albanese, has said just last week, we will legislate by the end of this year.
Labor candidate for Braddon, Chris Lynch, you mentioned knocking on doors. Not a lot of us like unsolicited knocks at the door. Why is it so important for you to be touching base with those in the jurisdiction?
Look, I just think that it's what you should expect from your local member.
Yeah.
I make myself available through the street stalls. I have a published mobile number that I answer.
Well, that's what I always wonder, because you see these phone numbers, normally you get through to a receptionist or a callback later or an answering machine.
Yep, no. It's there's a published number on all my flyers that I'm responsible for and an email address. I invite people to contact me. Well, it's incredibly important to me that I meet as many of the electors in Braddon as I can, but also that I'm available.
What are they saying to you?
I'm hearing a lot about health.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the housing issue on the northwest coast, as we know, is dire, extremely dire. Secure work. There's a lot of people on the northwest coast that are that you know have some form of employment, but you can't take insecure work to the bank.
Yeah.
You know, the underemployment is a big deal as well, and as Mark mentioned, you know, there's a lot of disgruntled voters with wondering why Scott Morrison is avoiding a scrutiny through a national ICAC.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason. We're not really concentrating on that. We're not getting any answers.
Mm.
I wonder if we'll get an answer at the election. Will the voters decide?
I think it matters to people.
Yeah.
I think that in particular, this Anti-Corruption Commission, people see as a broken promise. They know that Labor will deliver, and that's a big reason by itself.
Mm. But Scott Morris would probably say, that's not my job.
Well, I shouldn't laugh.
To quote the Prime Minister.
Over and over again, yeah. We've heard, I don't hold a hose, or it's not a race in relation to the vaccines, ducking responsibility. One thing I'm absolutely clear about Anthony Albanese is that he will take responsibility. and he will stand up. He will face up to the challenges that Australia has to confront.
Great. Mark Dreyfus, MP, and it's Labor candidate for Braddon, Chris Leach. Thank you for joining me on the Home Run this afternoon. I know we could go on for hours, but time does not permit. Thank you for visiting our lovely state, and we're glad that we turned on the temperatures for you this morning.
You absolutely did. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Nice to meet you. Good on you guys.
Cheers, Lee.